It's 8:48 on the ticket. Another win for SMU and for Dion. And the spoiler in the Big 12 is at it again. We'll talk about that next.
The Ticket is calling all college football fans to make your voices heard. You can help decide the winner of the 2024 Davey O'Brien National Quarterback Award. Follow Davey O'Brien Award on your Facebook, Instagram, and X, and like the posts highlighting your favorite QB. Shador Sanders, Cam Ward, Quinn Ewers, or Dylan Gabriel. For more details, visit DaveyO'Brien.com. From Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
If you have any garage issues, think Wellborn Garage. Maybe you are setting things up for the holidays. A lot of people have turned their garage into a media room or some kind of space to watch the football games, party room, play room for the kids, things like that. If you've done that, but you need some help, maybe the garage door is broken or you've got an opener that doesn't work anymore, or you want to do that, you want to get your garage organized, you want to turn it into a man cave, or a playroom for the kids, Wellborn can help. Over 5,000 five-star reviews to prove they don't just get the job done, they do it with excellence from start to finish. They've got the most trucks on the roads here in Dallas-Fort Worth. They're always close by. Same-day service is no problem. They are ready to help. Whatever your garage issue, the Wellborn technicians are close by and ready to get you squared away. And all of their work is guaranteed, and all of their employees are trained technicians, and their employees, they are not subcontractors. Make an appointment online today. Call WellbornGarage.com. That's Wellborn with one L. Call WellbornGarage.com.
Open the door to quality and more. Wellborn Garage Doors.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Ever wonder why your business doesn't show up on online search maps, but your competitors do? It's hundreds of things. Things that Cumulus Boost can identify and fix. And that's how we boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
Best-selling author and business growth expert Candy Valentino brings her unique spin on achieving financial freedom.
More than 70% of people feel some sense of imposter syndrome in their life.
So that when feelings of fraudulency arise, remind yourself of who you are. Make sure that you recognize and celebrate small milestones. Practicing this will really shift your focus from seeking perfectionism to really acknowledging progress.
The Candy Valentino Podcast, wherever you listen.
Families affected by Hurricanes Milton and Helene urgently need support. Help the American Red Cross provide meals and shelter to these families. Donate today to Hurricane Relief by going to redcross.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Feel heard, get inspired, and most importantly, have a laugh. Giving you motivation, giving you honesty. Give them Lala.
I feel like I have friends in this camera.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Sweet Deals has an offer that can't be beat. Get instant access to Microsoft Office Home plus Business for Windows or Mac for only $39.99. This is a lifetime license valued at $219, an 82% savings. Supply is limited, so don't delay. Get your sweet deal today at sweetdeals.com.
Are you exhausted by our political divisions?
The climate that we're operating under has everyone on the defensive.
A lot of people wouldn't even think we should be here talking to each other, but I'm sorry, I disagree.
One small step brings two people with different beliefs together, not to debate politics, but to talk about their lives. Join us at takeonesmallstep.org, because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude, why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year?
Why not? I'm not saying it's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot. Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.
It's the biggest shopping day of the year, Black Friday, and we're hooking up 5 lucky listeners with $1,000 cash. Head to our website now to enter this national contest for your chance to win the Black Friday shopping spree. So all you have to worry about is which store to hit first.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast.
Lionel Luthor stops by the Kent home.
Is that Seinfeld? What is the deal?
Trying to blackmail her for the footage.
Come on.
He sees an envelope and goes,
must
be getting blackmailed.
He's behind it, the whole thing.
He's not.
He is. He made her think she was being blackmailed.
Oh, he's the one. Yeah. Oh, I didn't get that.
I was surprised. Yeah. That was a great scene.
Interesting things of note.
Talkville, wherever you listen.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Believe family of podcasts covering the latest sports across all professional sports leagues and major college sports teams with current or former players hosting. Just search for BLEAV podcasts to find your favorite wherever you listen.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Useful Idiots, an informed and irreverent podcast with journalist Aaron Mate and podcast writer Katie Halper. Join Matt and Katie as they examine important news stories that have slipped through the cracks. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Cowboys prepping to host the Texans for Monday Night Football. Houston head coach DeMeco Ryans discusses playing in the Death Star.
It's one of the coolest stadiums to play in. It'll be a lot of our guys' first time going there and playing, but we expect to see good support from our fans there as well. So guys will embrace the environment there. It's all about playing well.
Cowboys counting to kickoff at 5:15 tonight. Cowboys postgame streaming online only afterwards. The Daniel Jones era in New York may be over as reports indicate the Giants will change to Tommy DeVito as their starting quarterback. DeVito 3-3 in 6 starts last season for New York. On the NFL scoreboard, Raiders 2-8 on the year after falling to the Dolphins 34-19. Drake May's 2 turnovers sink the Patriots 28-22 against the Rams. Jerry Judy's 142 yards and a touchdown catch in the Browns 35-14 loss to the Saints. Mavs back to 500 on the year after a 121-119 victory over the Thunder. Dallas sitting at 7-7 as they get ready for their second NBA Cup game tomorrow against the Pelicans. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Ryan Baldwin, Sports Radio 96.7, 13-10 The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 13-10 The Ticket, broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership, KTCK-AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK-FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media station.
This is a DFW Morning Radio tradition.
waking up and listening to the Musers on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
8:58 on The Ticket. You got the Morning Musers on a Monday. Cowboys and Monday Night Football tonight against the Texans. We'll talk about it with David coming up at 9:35. Gordo's Corner at 9:15. Now to college football. We talked about the SEC earlier today. There's a couple of really great stories in college football this year, and one of them is right here in the Metroplex.
SMU hosting Boston College this weekend. The Ponies, the only undefeated team in conference play in the ACC. And the good thing for SMU is that despite the fact they're not getting much national love, and certainly not from the College Football Playoff Committee, they control their own destiny. All they have to do is keep winning. I thought they might stub their toe on Saturday playing Boston College and playing their backup quarterback. We talked last week about the starting quarterback for BC got benched and then he quit. And so they went with Grayson James as their starting quarterback on Saturday. And when he engineered an 80-plus yard drive in the second half, early third quarter, to put BC up 21-20, I thought, I wonder if this is going to be one of those days, one of those weird college football results.
Yeah.
Where a team that's just kind of a team, BC's not terrible, but they're not good, brings a backup quarterback into a ranked opponent's house and wins. I thought it might be one of those games, but SMU answered that touchdown so fast to take the lead back at 28-21, and they go on to win the game. The Ponies stay undefeated in ACC play.
Well, I was really impressed with that. Grayson James, forgot he was from Duncanville, and man, he played a really good game.
And as we talk about a lot on the show, when you got a backup quarterback starting their first game, it's a new quarterback, whatever, however he gets, teams rally.
Rally, yeah.
They rally around those guys.
And much like a number of quarterbacks, he's a transfer, and SMU probably didn't know just a whole lot about him, and he played really well, and they got that late touchdown to make it a 10-point game. I'm all for it after they held Boston College on fourth down. Hey, play the game. And if you have to tack on another touchdown at the end, that's fine because you're not getting much respect. But here's the bottom line. Beat Virginia on the road. Beat Cal at home. And beat whoever in the ACC title game. Which, by the way, if it was Clemson or Miami, I guess they would be an underdog, but not much of one. And I think they have a great chance to win these last three games. And all these computer things are interesting about them, especially if they win their next two and then lost in the ACC title game. I think they at least deserve consideration. I don't think that would work out very well for them. But yeah, they control their own destiny to get into the playoffs. What a story that would be if they could run the table in the ACC. Because I guarantee you, most people around the ACC thought, all right, I guess we'll let them in, especially if they don't take any of our TV revenue. But folks in Florida and North Carolina, they didn't think two things about SMU joining this year anyway. Get your mama.
I agree. I think they'd be an underdog to both Miami or Clemson. But maybe not a huge underdog. Maybe 5 points?
Yeah.
Something like that. So projecting the rankings when they come out this week, I've tried to put a consensus together of all the different people and computers that project them. Just about everybody has SMU 14th. Brett Lashley's really ticked about this. Like he said last week, show me how you're coming to this conclusion. Show me why we are always outside of the top 12.
Yeah, show me the math here in this thing.
Yeah, show me the math. And like I said, I understand why he's upset, but he controls his own destiny.
Yep.
However, a two-loss SMU team, I think we know by virtue of the fact that a one-loss SMU team can't crack the top 12. A two-loss SMU team's probably going to be ranked 20th.
Yeah.
Even if they get to the you know, ACC championship game and lose, and that's their second loss, they have a 0% chance of making the playoff.
The other thing that'll hurt them tomorrow night, and as they go through this process here over the next 24 hours, the fact that I know they lost to them anyway, but the fact that BYU lost.
Yes. Let's go there next to the Big 12, where we had a couple of games of high note and importance this weekend. We'll start there. Kansas, and a lot of people had BYU on upset alert because Kansas, one of the preseason Big 12 favorites, had been playing better lately, and they knocked off BYU in Provo 17-13. BYU falls from the ranks of the undefeated.
Boy, Ratzlaff has not thrown an interception in three games. He threw a critical one as they're down inside the 10-yard line. And then I don't know if I've ever seen this happened before. Kansas quick kicks. Jalen Daniels hangs it up in the air, and it hits the helmet of a BYU player who's got this back to the plays. He's down there, you know, combating the gunner to try to keep him away from the ball, and he never tracks the ball, hits him in the helmet. It's a scramble for it. Kansas recovers. That sets up the winning touchdown.
Amazing.
What a crazy way to lose.
BYU's got two left, Arizona State, an 8-2 team, by the way.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
And they play them in Tempe, and then Houston at home. So BYU's road to a Big 12 championship game, it's still definitely there. It got a little tougher, though, with that loss. But in the Big 12, you've got two teams with one loss. The other one is Colorado. BYU and Colorado, now both 6-1 in conference play because Deion and the Buffaloes hosting Utah, and they put it on the Utes 49-24.
Well, when we talked about the prospect of Travis Hunter winning the Heisman Trophy earlier this year, we thought, okay, he's the best player in college football. He's playing 100 snaps a game. But if he plays for a team that's 7-5 or 5-7, how much does that take away from it? What if he's playing for a Big 12 championship team?
Mm-hmm.
And he adds a rushing touchdown on a crazy reverse, an interception, and five catches for 55 yards. And, yes, he is the best player in college football. Nobody can cover like he can. And as he goes to the next level, he may be – I don't know what he's better at.
Would you risk playing him both ways at the next level?
Maybe a little bit. And I bet he chooses the wide receiver route.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to get a little more money, but
yep.
I don't know. He can do both so incredibly well. Now, you can't play all those plays in the NFL. I don't see how he's done it here. I really don't see how he's done this.
He took a huge leap in Vegas. If you want to bet on the Heisman winner, he is by far the favorite now after this weekend. Ashton Jeanty jumped up to second on the board, the Boise running back, and there's not another player with better odds than 10-1, and Hunter is way ahead of Jeanty. So
yeah,
he's most likely your Heisman winner.
I feel good about his chances of winning the Heisman. I feel good about Colorado's chances of getting to the Big 12 title game and winning it. But they got to go to Kansas next.
Yep.
And they're pooping on everything here in the Big 12.
They kind of are. I still like Colorado's chances. Shadur was tremendous again. Joel Klatt talking about all the next level throws he was making on the field. He is something else to watch.
He really is. He throws a great ball. My only complaint against him, he takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes too much time. That's why he's taken so many sacks. But a lot of times he will take a sidestep, get away, and then throw an incredible pass downfield. The other thing, he has been, his numbers have been pumped up a little bit with 8-yard throws.
Yeah.
Just quick throws out that go 70 yards. But
also when he makes a deeper throw, it's so on the money.
It is.
And he's got a big arm, too, and he can make all the throws, as they say.
I think he's got a chance at the next level. I guess I'm just not convinced it's a 100%er, but I know this. He has had a terrific year, and I'd pretty much left them by the side of the road back in late September, and here they are. What an incredible story.
Yeah, so they've got to beat Kansas. As I mentioned, BYU and Arizona State play. So Arizona State is still in the thick of this.
Yeah.
If they could beat BYU, they could get into the Big 12 title game.
They're motivated to get to the stadium that Danny never played in, but he would have played in.
The greatest Sun Devil of all time.
Yes.
Yes. On the national scene, you had top-ranked Oregon really struggle with Wisconsin, but the Ducks rallied to win 16-13. I watched a decent amount of this game, but I was so bothered by Dylan Gabriel's shorts. He's not wearing football pants. He's wearing shorts. And it makes the whole thing feel cheap and look like a flag football game.
Man, so many guys are doing this.
I know.
Now. I don't get it.
I hate this trend. It started with college kickers.
Yeah.
And then it leaked into college every position. And Gabriel looks ridiculous. I think that's why he's fallen from the Heisman race, because he's wearing shorts.
His britches look bad. That's kind of a bad look for Oregon. But that's just, I don't know, that's how it goes in conference play sometimes. What'd you think of the fake field goal by Lanning? What was he doing there?
I don't know.
Outside of maybe trying to keep the idea of scoring a touchdown alive so it'd make the score look better?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe.
That was a crazy call.
All right, that's a quick trip around the college football gridiron.
All right, up next we got Gordo's Corner.
They're going to kill us all next.
You can say what you want about Mike McCarthy.
Cowboys lose to the Eagles and drop their fourth in a row.
We called the touchdown play there, but it didn't work because of the stupid sign.
The Cowboys are in free fall at 3-6.
How about the fans who have to deal with that looking back downfield when you're on that other side?
Someone asked me about the sign, and what about the sun? Where's the moon?
Forget about America's team. They're the most ridiculous team in the NFL. And this year is, this is the best example of how ridiculous Jerry is and what he does to this franchise. He just poops all over it.
Cowboys season is in overdrive on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. and T.J. Jefferson bring their unique take on sports entertainment with no contest wrestling, with guests like Swerve Strickland.
Why do you use staples like sensu beans, man?
No, it was just something, the concept I came up with. It's an instrument used to punish. It was just finding those common items. If you see them, you automatically think back to me in that moment. So it's one of those things I wanted to just implement in, like, my whole character, being the most dangerous man in AEW.
The No Contest Wrestling Podcast, part of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network, wherever you listen.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Introducing Celebration Key, your key to paradise. Unlock Carnival's all-new exclusive destination at Grand Bahama, where you can dive into clear lagoons, try all the water sports, or unwind on a mile-long pristine beach with breathtaking sunset views. This vacation paradise has it all. Celebration Key, welcoming guests in summer 2025. Carnival, choose fun.
Copyright 2024 Carnival Corporation. All rights reserved. Ships registry to Bahamas and Panama.
Hey, Craig, wouldn't it be cool if our favorite Dallas sports teams could, you know, like rent a star player for the playoffs or something?
You mean like add an ace pitcher or all-pro quarterback, but they're not on the payroll for the season?
Yeah, exactly. Just rent them when it matters most.
That would be pretty cool and save the teams a ton of money.
Well, our friends at Sparks Engineering let you do just that. You can rent a team of experienced Sparks engineers for a single project or long term.
So if you're struggling to hire for technical or engineering skills, you can call Sparks and rent some engineers.
And these are Texas-based engineers in their Dallas and Houston offices who will work on your project for a limited time instead of being on your payroll for years.
And Sparks has all the engineering equipment, so your company doesn't have to invest in all that pricey stuff.
See what Sparks can do for your company at sparxengineering.com. That's Sparks with an X.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need Big Lou, a term provider. If you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Remember, Big Lou's like you, except he's only on number two. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, visit BigLou.com. That's BigLou.com.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer. What would you do if your online store converted 36% more shoppers? You could take 36% more vacation.
Another pina colada?
Yes, please.
Open a new retail location with 36% more square feet.
Fantastic.
Hire 36% more help.
You're hired and you're hired.
Shopify has the world's best converting checkout, up to 36% better than other e-commerce platforms. What you do with those extra sales is up to you. Switch to Shopify today at shopify.com/Westwood1 and get a $1 trial. Shopify.com/Westwood1.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show. The NFL's Dan Campbell, head coach of the Detroit Lions.
You got a good Parcells story, Dan Campbell?
Man, I got a million Parcells stories. I'm going to be a star. I'm going to go to Dallas and start. Bill tells me straight up, I'm just telling you right now. He goes, we really like you. Man, you fit here, but you're a backup. I was so heated. You know what? Yeah, I will come here and sign as a backup just to prove you wrong. It's like a mind trick.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
9 out of 10 Americans are exhausted by our political divisions. Are you one of them?
This country's been through so much. Its people has been through so much. Why can't we fix this?
We're called to love one another. It can't be, I reject you as a person.
One Small Step pairs people with different beliefs, not to debate politics, but to have a conversation about their lives. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk, heart to heart. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Former U.S. Navy Admiral Tim Gallaudet.
How did you get involved in this whole UFO thing?
One day, I get this email on the Navy secret network. If any of you know what these are, tell me ASAP. F-18 pilots captured video of this UAP zorching over the water, just a little round sphere. And so I knew right there, that was something not ours.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Cowboys and Texans, the primetime matchup to wrap up week 11 tonight at the Death Star. Mike McCarthy making sure Rico Dowdle is the lead back this week.
Gotta get him the ball. I mean, that's my focus. You know, just continue to get him opportunities. He's the lead back, and I thought he had a really good first half, and I think that's really illustrated by, you know, the attempts. Rico needs to touch the ball.
Cowboys counted to kickoff 5:15 Monday. Cowboys postgame online only afterwards. Giants reportedly set to bench Daniel Jones in favor of Tommy DeVito at quarterback. New York riding a 5-game losing streak. They're 2-8 on the season. In the NFL, Aaron Rodgers throwing for just 184 yards as the Jets come up short against the Colts 28-27. The Ravens miss 2 field goals and fail a 2-point conversion in their 18-16 loss to the Steelers. Falcons blown out by the Broncos 38-6. Mavs get a win without Luka Doncic, 121-119 against the Thunder. Doncic missing the game with a knee contusion. His status for tomorrow against the Pelicans uncertain. And weather hitting the Metroplex, bringing a severe thunderstorm warning for Dallas and Tarrant County. That in effect until 9:30 a.m. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Ryan Baldwin. Sports Radio 96.7, 13 to the Ticket.
Paneling is dated, but not when it comes to the Cowboys. It's the Musers Pigskin Panel with Tim Cowlishaw and the Ticket Team every Wednesday morning at 7:55. Brought to you by Globe Life Insurance, Hari Mari, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
It's Cowboys game day. David Moore joins us for the Ranch Report at 9:35. And we'll have our Cowboys-Texans predictions right now at Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Locksmith Security and Safe.
Thanks, Craig. My ticket burner on X says shares an interesting memory of C.J. Wilson, who had a birthday today. Why were we talking about C.J. Wilson?
Birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
One time when he got pulled or something like that happened with him at the ballpark and over the PA at the stadium, they played Ants Marching, the Dave Matthews Chris song. I remember that. So I guess that was Groobs that did that.
Yeah.
A good gag. Funny gag. Do we have C.J. Wilson montages anymore?
Maybe.
We'll try to look for those. Should have thought
everything
about
I do is deliberate. I don't just wake up and like, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to do this today. Like I have everything planned out and thought out. It's obviously I've had a lot of good games this year and last year. It's nice to be one of those guys. Looking at it last year, Cliff and I won on the road. Cliff was a great pitcher, and I pitched a good game, so I think that's why we won. I'm an odd guy. I have businesses on the side and hobbies. There's like a samurai proverb where if you can over sharpen your knife and eventually it gets dull. Someone like me, I guess. I don't know. I can't speak for everybody, but I feel like I'm really busy all the time, and the guy to wash his mouth out with soap yesterday, and I was very proud of myself. And I've been doing social media stuff for 8 years now, so it's kind of old hat. Not to brag, but I have a very large TV at home. I think it's like a 70. I can't fit in my car to have the iPad at MLB at Bat app, or I have my laptop always going, so I'm like doing this, doing that, doing this, But I went out to dinner last night. When I got to sleep last night, a decent hour, and everybody else got in at like 4. It's a rental house, but it came furnished. You can get a bigger TV, you're going to get a bigger TV, It's just like the way you do it. So he's like, look at the size of this thing. It's literally bigger than my arm span, so it's got to be 72 inches or something like that, at least 75 inches. So I got all sorts of stuff. And now I do that cryo sauna thing. I did that today, and that was cool.
This is the guy that you're like, yeah, man, that's all cool. Hey, listen, I'm going to wander around the party a little bit, kind of talk to some other people. And,
hey, good luck to you this year.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Take care, man.
According to his Instagram page, he is currently he owns a car dealership in Fresno, Porsche Fresno.
Of course.
Says he's a
Porsche dealership.
Dad, car dealer, racer, podcaster, hashtag Bitcoin.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he was into racing. I remember that.
He's a crypto bro as well. What kind of racing? I guess cars?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Huh. Yeah, you guys ever want to do that?
No.
Kind of.
Okay, well, do this with me. There was a P1 who came out to our event when we were at the golf course the other week. Mm-hmm. What were we out there for? It was
Do It for Durrett.
Yeah, Do It for Durrett. And a good P1, and he's connected up with the racetracks around here where you can go and run your car, or I guess you could borrow someone's car too,
mm-hmm.
and actually race a car on a track.
Always had
trying
a little
to get a good time.
Fascination with that from my days as a kid when my cousin and I would go to the go-kart tracks,
mm-hmm.
and I loved that.
Let's do it. We'll start off with go-karts even.
Okay.
I'll go race go-karts with you.
Sure.
That'd be fun. You'd do that, wouldn't you, George? A go-kart?
We're 80 years old. We don't need to be racing go-karts.
George, you're only as young
this,
as you act.
I don't understand this life-ending thing that you're doing where you can't have any fun.
I don't understand why I have to do everything you do. I don't want to ride a motorcycle.
Because we're a team.
And I don't want to,
we're a team.
I don't want to drive a go-kart.
You don't
I got
want to
over
have
that when I was 14, I think.
He doesn't want to have any wheeled fun.
I know. What's going on?
Everything.
Everything's going on except go-kart racing.
Okay, you've presented go-kart racing and motorcycle racing. Neither one of those appeal
okay,
to me.
Okay, well, look, everything I get motorcycling. That may not be your bag, but you drive a four-wheeled vehicle. Wouldn't it be fun to kind of tool around on a go-kart going fast on a track in a safe manner? I mean,
go-kart?
Yes.
Why don't you just get in a stock car out there and drive that?
You could do that, too. I was saying go-kart because I felt maybe you'd think that's safer. Because we wouldn't be going as fast.
I think any of us in a go-kart is not very safe.
Well, the go-karts come in different sizes and powers.
Okay.
It's not just the little strapping a lawnmower engine onto something that's barely welded together like it was in our youth. I'm just saying some kind of fun event like that that involves engines and going fast.
Yeah, it really doesn't appeal to me, but I'll get behind the wheel and crash if you want me to.
No, dude. Okay.
What?
This doesn't sound like a productive conversation.
Well, I was just trying to make it entertaining for you. I'll crash on purpose for you.
No, don't crash on purpose. Don't crash on purpose.
It would be more fun if you won, the Indy 500.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll enter the Indy 500.
That'll be more fun for us.
What if you get the speed bug after it? And you're like, hey, man, this is awesome.
Yeah, what if you go to the Bonneville Salt Flats and set the all-time speed record?
Doubting it.
That would be kind of cool. Looks like such a moonscape out there, too, those Bonneville Salt Flats, when you see those people flying through there. What's the current speed record?
Let's see. For what kind of vehicle?
What is the fastest vehicle? Is it the car or is it the two-wheeled
that
variety?
Rocket motorcycle?
Yeah.
The current land speed record is
200 and...
No, 763 miles
an
hour.
Whoa, wait a second. How is something like that still staying on the ground?
It was a car driven by Royal Air Force pilot Andy Green, making him the first person to break the sound barrier with a land vehicle. That's right. Possible?
Yeah, I guess so. You got a rocket back there.
That's insane. The car was Thrust SSC. Yeah, sure enough. Yeah, just making sure I'm not getting ball sacked here.
I'm not sure that's correct.
Yeah, that's the record. You think you can top that, George, in your F-150?
Maybe. Put a couple of rockets. I'll go two rockets back there.
You guys went around the Motor Speedway in a car, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. In a pace car, not a race car.
Yeah, with someone else driving, right?
Yeah.
But they were going like 100 or something, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
I remember doing that and feeling like you could feel the G-forces holding you into those turns, which was kind of disorienting. I can't imagine what those drivers go through. All right, will they kill us all? AI-controlled robots? A big study by Penn Engineering found that the robots can be hacked. They hacked into these robots and allowed them to take complete control. And these were like white hat hackers, which is, you know, you're doing it for a good reason, testing to see if you can get into the system. But imagine that those robotic dogs were going to empower them with AI to give them a brain of their own. And then there's vulnerabilities that the brain of their own can be hacked by hackers.
Great.
And then shoot us all with machine guns mounted on top of mechanical dogs. Welcome to future.
Did you see at Trump's Florida estate, it's being patrolled by robot dogs?
I'm insane now.
They're already out there working. They are guarding our president to be. That's how far along we are with robot dogs.
If we went back in time to, let's say, the 80s, and you uttered the phrase, hey, did you know that President Trump's a state will one day be patrolled by robot dogs. You would have thought, let's call authorities.
You
this person is clearly having an episode.
Right.
And a big congratulations to Elise Ogletree. I don't think we've talked about her lately. She is a Guinness World Record holder who has beaten her own world record. You want to guess what it's for?
I'm going to predict some sort of sperm or breast milk on this story.
Okay.
Those are my guesses. What George says when he really likes a story that's coming up. He's predicting that all over the story.
No.
It's going to excite him so much.
What he will talk about because it's in every other story that
he
does.
He starts excreting from both ends.
He might start lactating. He gets so excited about a story. No.
It's because those are the two stories you do time and time again.
My guess is going to be, is it something age-related? Like, did she break her record as the oldest living American?
No. You're both wrong.
No way.
She's broken the world record for the largest donation of breast milk.
Oh, wow.
Nailed it.
Yeah, George is fixated on those two things. Why would he say something like that?
She's from Texas. This is about...
Who gives a flying fart?
It's a Texas story.
And no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not a story.
She produced more than 2,600 liters of breast milk to give to premature babies. That's 687 gallons.
That's a lot.
She says, I have a big heart. What else does she have that's big, George?
I don't know.
In 2014, she first broke the record with a measurement of 1,569.79 liters. What is that? What is that in American? 415 gallons.
Damn.
And then now at the age of 36, she just broke her own record by a considerable margin. Now with the 2,645 liters, which translates into 700 gallons around.
What's her name? 700 gallons.
Elise Ogletree. And she's from Texas, so this is total ticket stock material. She said, I drank lots of water all the time. I stayed consistent with my schedule for pumping. I ate healthy and worked hard to pump like I did because I love knowing how many babies I would be helping. She says,
that's nice.
I've helped over 350,000 babies. I don't know what that translates to in American. How many American babies would that be?
Same.
The record is for just under 89,000 ounces, which that translates into 2,632 liters, which translates into 47 babies worth.
You make it so difficult for the listener to follow a story.
Would you let me continue, please? Her donation goes to the Mother's Milk Bank of North Texas, which I think I'm now officially announcing. That, along with At Last Boarding, are my official charities.
You won't do squat for him.
For the Mother's Milk Bank of North Texas? I'll appear at all their events. Just kind of lingering around, looking. You donating today?
Radio superstar coming through.
It was established in 2004.
There goes this year.
They need a radio partner. I didn't just lose the Marconi. Yes, I'm getting us closer to winning it. Their statement was, Elise Ogletree has astounded and inspired us once again through her remarkable commitment to donating an incomprehensible amount of surplus breast milk to fragile infants.
Fragile, and we can comprehend it because you put the numbers on it.
Kind of.
They worded it incomprehensible. Ogletree says she's never been diagnosed with a condition related to overproducing milk. So this is all natural, I guess. Why would God choose her to be such a super producer?
Her spokesman, Emerson Biggins, says that she is pleased to help the children of the world.
Why aren't you throwing a penalty flag on
I'm
him?
I'm shaking my head. I just said you guys.
You just shake your head for him with me.
You guys.
Threaten me
what
with gunshot violence.
I didn't say anything about a gun.
Half the time you do. You were thinking it. You wanted to shoot me over breast milk.
Mark. That makes it sound like you're going to share a glass and then have a shooting.
I took too much from you.
Nobody in my life talks about breast milk like you do. Nobody.
Who
nobody
are you talking in the to? World, are you talking to
I'll
Brian?
Even expand it. Nobody in the world talks about breast milk more than you.
I think the people at Mother's statement. Milk Bank of North Texas probably
even they
do,
don't even talk about it.
That's
they
ridiculous.
Go home and talk about how bad the Cowboys are or something like that. They don't talk about breast milk as much as you do.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They're in the business of breast milk. I'm in the hobby
of it. At least they
it.
Have a reason. What's your reason? You're a creep. That's what it is.
I'm not well, a creep. I'm
yes,
supporting a charity that helped 35...
Yeah, the charity
350,
didn't just say, oh, I don't know.
350 bond.
I guess I'll just show up and kind of linger. Then you sat back and giggled.
I meant it in the sense of that I wouldn't try to take center stage.
Creep.
That's what I meant by linger.
I'm not trying to piss you off.
She said it's one of the best feelings in the world, donating breast milk. And for any P1 who would like more information, texasmilkbank.org. So...
Elise Ogletree, congratulations.
Yes.
You're our P1 of the week.
P1 of the week. Our T1 of the week.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is the corner. It's 9:33 on the ticket. David Moore from the Morning News, our ranch reporter, joins us next. Official Cowboys-Texans predictions.
The Ticket, every Cowboys fan, all the P1s, even Jerry Jones players know what the problem is.
The son.
You in favor of Cookies?
Yes, 1,000%.
So where is gangster Bugs Bunny when Jerry needs him?
Curtains for you, curtains.
Martha Stewart can fix
it. Curtains can be soft and billowy, they can be heavy and luxurious.
Even Ed Sheeran knows what to do, and he calls soccer football.
Can you pull a curtain?
As his players are blinded by the light, Jerry's too blinded by stubbornness to admit his mistake.
Do you think I'm an idiot?
A reminder from the station that's willing to throw a little shade on the Cowboys and the stadium. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336, 800-444-9336, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-9336.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Believe family of podcasts covering the latest sports across all professional sports leagues and major college sports teams with current or former players hosting. Just search for BLEAV podcasts to find your favorite wherever you listen.
Ever wonder why your business doesn't show up on online search maps, but your competitors do? It's hundreds of things. Things that Cumulus Boost can identify and fix. And that's how we boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. C-U-M-U-L-U-S Boost.com.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude, why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year? Why not?
I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot. Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.
Families affected by Hurricanes Milton and Helene urgently need support. Help the American Red Cross provide meals and shelter to these families. Donate today to Hurricane Relief by going to redcross.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying The Rich Eisen Show. The NFL's Dan Campbell, head coach of the Detroit Lions.
You got a good Parcells story, Dan Campbell?
Man, I got a million Parcells stories. I'm going to be a star. I'm going to go to Dallas and start. Bill tells me straight up, I'm just telling you right now, he goes, we really like you. Man, you fit here, but you're a backup. I was so heated. You know what? Yeah, I will come here and sign as a backup just to prove you wrong. It's like a mind trick.
Search for The Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
It's the biggest shopping day of the year, Black Friday, and we're hooking up 5 lucky listeners with $1,000 cash. Head to our website now to enter this national contest for your chance to win the Black Friday shopping spree. So all you have to worry about is which store to hit first.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Talkville. Join co-stars Tom Welling, Clark Kent, and Michael Rosenbaum, Lex Luthor, as they revisit Smallville, the iconic TV series that changed the way you look at Superman, one of America's favorite superheroes. Enjoy wherever you listen.
New year, new savings at Sweet Deals. Save 50% or more on extraordinary restaurant, product, and entertainment deals. And don't forget to check out our amazing travel packages. Take advantage of huge savings today at SweetDeals.com. That's SweetDeals.com.
What happens when a liberal and conservative walk into a recording booth?
When I read your bio, I just thought you were a white man. I'm just like,
stereotype.
That's exactly right. Because when you walked in the door and you stood up and introduced myself, I was like, oops, oops, oops.
All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast.
Lionel Luthor stops by the Kent home.
Is that Seinfeld? What is the deal?
Trying to blackmail her for the footage.
Come on.
He sees an envelope and goes,
she
must be getting blackmailed.
He's behind it, the whole thing.
He's not.
He is. He made her think she was being blackmailed.
Oh, he's the one. Yeah. Oh, I didn't get that.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
That was a great scene.
Interesting things of note.
Talkville, wherever you listen.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow. Nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Best-selling author and business growth expert Candy Valentino brings her unique spin on achieving financial freedom.
More than 70% of people feel some sense of imposter syndrome in their life.
So that when feelings of fraudulency arise, remind yourself of who you are. Make sure that you recognize and celebrate small milestones. Practicing this will really shift your focus from seeking perfectionism to really acknowledging progress.
The Candy Valentino Podcast, wherever you listen.
C.J. Stroud strides into AT&T Stadium to lead the Houston Texans against the Cowboys. Our Cowboys countdown to kickoff starts this evening at 5:30 after the hard line. Late post-game online after. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
If you'd like to win a $100 gift card to Bike Mart, text the word BIKE to 22126. Don't miss out on Bike Mart's huge holiday sale going on right now. Save big on e-bikes, mountain bikes, kids' bikes, all to put under the tree. Visit bikemart.com for the location nearest you. It's 9:40, time for the Ranch Report with David Moore from the Dallas Morning News and SportsDayDFW.com, brought to us by Milam and Green Whiskey. It's Cowboys game day, Monday Night Football, the Texans and Cowboys at AT&T Stadium, 7:15 kickoff. Hi, David.
Good morning, Craig. Believe we have two of these Monday night games in the next four.
That's right. Let's talk first about the health of each team. I noticed looks like the Texans are getting Nico Collins, the wide receiver, back tonight.
Yeah.
And and the Cowboys, it looks like they're going to be without Jordan Lewis. So just right there, that's not good for Dallas.
No. Houston has been struggling a little bit, especially on the edges with their receivers out. Lost Diggs for the season. Getting Nico back is going to be a big plus for them. On the other side, a player, we don't talk about him a whole lot week in and week out, but I think he's been one of the most consistent and most productive players on the Cowboys this year. And that's Jordan Lewis. And, he wasn't able to practice this week with a neck, that he injured coming out of that last game. So he'll be out. So, and Deron Bland isn't ready to come back yet. So that means Dallas will go into this game without two of their top three corners. They've already lost some more depth there on guys who played for him early in the season. And as you saw, I guess, was it last game? They're all starting to run together for me now. But I believe last game that Kalen Carson had to be removed after giving up four or five receptions in the first half through three quarters. So I think you know where C.J. Stroud is going to look. He's going to pick on Carson out there who got through practice and should play this week. And then, I think you'll probably see McQuamu in there. But – again, Lewis just such a good nickel corner, and to take him out of this thing is just another thing that this Dallas team must overcome.
You know, watching some of the games yesterday, some of the teams that may be around where the Cowboys are record-wise, I think tonight will be a decent indicator on what we're going to see the rest of the season. Like, I saw the Patriots yesterday, and I know they're a different case. They're trying to build around a young quarterback, and they're, you know, trying to maybe start over. But they still competed yesterday. There are teams who are pretty much out of it now who still play really hard. Are the Cowboys going to be one of those teams?
We're going to find out. And you mentioned some of those teams. And now you look at, okay, it's not just about competing. How could Dallas win some games? Well, how many of those teams that you discussed or how many other 3 to 4 win teams have a player as good defensively as Micah Parsons or a corner as good as Trayvon Diggs or a young player who's emerging the way DeMarvian Overshown is?
Mm-hmm.
This team, with where even with what they've lost defensively in the defensive front, they've had some time to stabilize now. They're getting some of their best players back. They should be able to, you know, give you something defensively. And I go back to what Mike McCarthy said he wanted to do in last week's game that got away from him. He said, you know, look, we thought that if we put together some 11, 12, 13 play drives, just controlled the ball, took short gains, just methodically moved it down the field and not turn it over, we were giving ourselves a chance. I think that's the only way this team is currently constructed can win games the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So if they don't turn the ball over on offense and they force a couple of turnovers like that defense was able to do last week, they at least give themselves a chance. You know, to me, where it got away from them last week was that the defense was outstanding in the first half, but it became very clear that the offense was not going to do anything to contribute to a victory. And whenever one side of the ball is playing really well and they realize they're going to get no help that day and there's no shot, usually the play deteriorates. And I think that's a lot of what you saw against Philadelphia last week.
Yeah, that's what's hard for me to imagine tonight. I'm sure McCarthy goes in with the same idea in mind. Let's have some time-consuming drives and let's 3 yards in a cloud of dust these guys. But with their limited weaponry, especially at quarterback, and a really good Texans defense, how is Dallas going to move the ball?
You have seen some encouraging signs on the ground in recent weeks that they're showing at least a pulse on the ground. You know, if you could just move yourself into some third and fours, rather than all these third and eights, third and nines, at least you give yourself a chance to control the ball. And look, we're not talking about a groundswell of finding the end zone here either, right? And remember, this team hadn't found the end zone at AT&T Stadium since September 22nd.
Yeah, I was going to say, find it once tonight.
Yeah, just find it once. You know, so what, as of right now, the streak is at 57 days since they've scored a touchdown at home.
Dang.
Going into this game tonight. So it's not unreasonable to ask for one touchdown, right? If you really want to dream big, you can ask for two.
Mm-hmm.
But at least one, at least you're starting to break through. So look, we know the margins are minusculely thin with this team as far as winning games, but it starts with just not losing the turnover ratio the way they have, and they're a minus 10 at this point.
Yeah, you mentioned the ground advancement, and Rico Dowdle last 4 games, 4.8. That's not bad.
It's acceptable.
Yeah, and that's something that we didn't think we would say about a Cowboys running back this year, that they could average 4.8 a carry over a 4-game stretch, which is a decent sample anyway.
Yeah, now the issue, of course, because there's always an issue, right? The issue is, and we don't talk about him a lot either, but I would argue he's a fairly valuable guy, Hunter Lipke, in that backfield, just the jack of all trades, you know, tight end. They'll throw it to him some on some third downs. He'll carry it occasionally. He's doubtful going into this game with a calf injury. And he is the sort of guy who, while he doesn't get a lot of numbers himself, by the formations they're allowed to use with him, it kind of opens some things up for other guys. They don't really have another player that they can really plug in there that much to do that.
Yeah.
I guess that's where we are, and I know what you're saying about him, but we're lamenting
the loss of Hunter Lipke.
That a running back who has 19 yards total this season is going to miss the game.
They're really going to be compromised now.
We're really hitting rock bottom here. Okay, prediction time. David, who do you like?
Well, I will say tonight the sun won't be an issue, but as Jerry said, what about the moon? It's not that full moon we had the other night, but I think it's still supposed to be a little bright. So we'll see what impact that has on the game. But look, we were just talking about the touchdowns. To me, it goes beyond that. This team has had 240 minutes of home games this year. Do you know how much they have led in those 240 minutes?
I'm going to guess it's been like two or three.
2 minutes and 15 seconds is all they have led at home this year.
That's unbelievable.
They jumped out ahead of Detroit 3-0, and then Detroit went, what in the world are we doing? And they just went 78 yards in, two minutes and 15 seconds and took it over. But only two. So that's the other thing. Dallas has not been able to even try to execute the kind of game plan that would allow them to win. So I'm making a bold claim here. I'm saying they actually add to the amount of time that they have led at home this season. Mm. It will increase from 2 minutes and 15 seconds in this game. They will actually have a lead tonight. They will actually push this game maybe deep into the third quarter, but I still don't see that they have enough to win it. So I'm going to say Texans 27-19.
Ooh. I'll say 28-9. I was going to say 27-9 Texans, but I'll go 28-9.
I think he said 19.
I know.
I said 19.
I didn't want to get either one of the numbers.
Yeah, he was shocked.
Exact,
he didn't want to disparage me.
I didn't want to copy his Houston number, so I'll say 28 instead of 27. But yeah, I don't think the Cowboys will get more than 9.
I think it's going to be on the lower scoring side. I'll take Houston 24-12. That is 4 Dallas field goals, and the touchdown drought continues.
All three of those scenarios sound like terrible games.
Yeah.
And that's probably what we're in store for tonight. But you never know, right? That's why you play the games, David.
Well, at least the next one comes up quick, so you don't have to wait as long. Agony is not as long.
Yeah, only 7 more after tonight's game. All right, David, we'll talk again in the morning.
Okay, thanks, guys.
That's David Moore with the Ranch Report. Check him out with Dallas Morning News or sportsdaydfw.com. We'll talk to the guys who will be on the postgame show tonight, The Invasion, Donovan and Matt, next.
Breaking Cowboys news on the ticket.
Dak Prescott has received his second opinion, and he will undergo season-ending hamstring surgery.
Dak is done for the season.
Okay. It's official.
Dak, all right,
gone for the year.
There's not much hope now for this team going forward, because even with Dak, there wasn't a whole lot of hope.
That's the Cowboy season circling the drain.
This is a peak of what I think fans need to be reminded of sometimes.
How bad it is if you don't have a quarterback.
Right. If you think this is bad, what about this?
Cowboys HSOs that are unbiased, unvarnished, and unapproved by Jerry. Always on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
By now you've likely heard that interest rates are lower, rebates and incentives are back in the auto market. If you've been on the sidelines waiting for the right time, now may be the best time in a long time to call our friends at D&M Auto Leasing. Don't finance a car for 72 or 84 months. Lease. More people in the last couple of years have turned to leasing than ever before, and more people are turning to the best, D&M.
The easy lease. It really is easy. It's convenient for you. Only takes a phone call or getting online and telling D&M exactly what you want. Any make or model, they'll find it in a matter of minutes. Next thing you know, you'll be driving away in a brand new vehicle, or maybe D&M will even deliver it right to your driveway with no down payment and lower monthly payments than when you finance a vehicle. Just make that phone call today, 972-817-35-LEASE, or online at dmautoleasing.com.
We make leasing easy at D&M.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need Big Lou, a term provider. If you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Remember, Big Lou's like you, except he's only on number two. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, visit BigLou.com. That's BigLou.com.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Former U.S. Navy Admiral Tim Gallaudet.
How did you get involved in this whole UFO thing?
One day, I get this email on the Navy secret network. If any of you know what these are, tell me ASAP. F-18 pilots captured video of this UAP zorching over the water, just a little round sphere. And so I knew right there, that was something not ours.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Are you exhausted by our political divisions?
The climate that we're operating under has everyone on the defensive.
A lot of people wouldn't even think we should be here talking to each other, but I'm sorry, I disagree.
One small step brings two people with different beliefs together, not to debate politics, but to talk about their lives. Join us at takeonesmallstep.org, because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Let's see, something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here. Ma'am, our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
It's the biggest shopping day of the year, Black Friday, and we're hooking up five lucky listeners with $1,000 cash. Head to our website now to enter this national contest for your chance to win the Black Friday shopping spree. So all you have to worry about is which store to hit first.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Families affected by Hurricanes Milton and Helene urgently need support. Help the American Red Cross provide meals and shelter to these families. Donate today to Hurricane Relief by going to redcross.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. and TJ Jefferson bring their unique take on sports entertainment with no contest wrestling. With guests like Swerve Strickland.
Why do you use staples like sensu beans, man?
No, it was just something, the concept I came up with. It's an instrument used to punish. It was just finding those common items. If you see them, you automatically think back to me in that moment. So it's one of those things I wanted to just implement in like my whole character, being the most dangerous man in AEW.
The No Contest Wrestling Podcast, part of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network, wherever you listen.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents 83 Weeks with wrestling gurus Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson. 83 Weeks dives deep into the highs and lows of Eric Bischoff's unparalleled success in the wrestling business. Enjoy wherever you listen.
When you
you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show. The NFL's Dan Campbell, head coach of the Detroit Lions.
You got a good Parcells story, Dan Campbell?
Man, I got a million Parcells stories. I'm going to be a star. I'm going to go to Dallas and start. Bill tells me straight up, I'm just telling you right now, he goes, we really like you. Man, you fit here, but you're a backup. I was so heated. You know what? Yeah, I will come here and sign as a backup just to prove you wrong. That's like a mind trick.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast.
Lionel Luther stops by the Kent home.
Is that Seinfeld? What is the deal?
Trying to blackmail her for the footage.
Come on. He sees an envelope and goes, she must be getting blackmailed.
He's behind it, the whole thing.
He's not.
He is. He made her think she was being blackmailed.
Oh, he's the one. Yeah. That, I didn't get that.
I was surprised. Yeah. That was a great scene.
Interesting things of note.
Talkville, wherever you listen.
When your business information is missing or inconsistent across the internet, search engines won't find you, and customers won't either. Help ensure customers see you and not your competitors. Boost your findability. Cumulusboost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
Sweet Deals has an offer that can't be beat. Get instant access to Microsoft Office Home plus Business for Windows or Mac for only $39.99. This is a lifetime license valued at $219, an 82% savings. Supply is limited, so don't delay. Get your sweet deal today at SweetDeals.com.
Ticket brought to you by Hoppin' Self-Serve Taproom and Cocktail Bar and Wellborn Garage. In-state rivalry as the Cowboys host the Texans for Monday Night Football. Houston head coach D'Amico Ryan says that doesn't affect their prep.
Nothing special for us. We're hungry and excited about getting a win. It's exciting and it means a lot to our fans. But for us, it means a lot because it's the next one.
Cowboys countdown to kickoff at 5:15. Cowboys postgame online only. Giants reportedly making a quarterback swap. Daniel Jones benched, Tommy DeVito in. New York have an Elton Jones contract after this year with a cap hit of just over $22 million. In the NFL, the 49ers fall in a division matchup with Seahawks 2017. Bills hand the Chiefs their first loss of the season, 30-21 in Buffalo. And Chargers pick up a win against the Bengals, 34-27. They're 7-3 on the year. P.J. Washington puts up 27 points and 17 boards to help the Mavs to a 121-119 win over the Thunder. It's Washington's first 20-point double-double as a Mav. Dallas back at home to host New Orleans tomorrow night. Ticker also a service of Dallas Men's Health. Dr. Michael Wearson, board-certified urologist and medical director at Dallas Men's Health. Don't trust your ED concerns to amateurs? Go to DallasMen'sHealth.com. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Ryan Bolton, Sports Radio 96.7, 13th in the Ticket.
Their hot sports opinions won't leave a sour taste in your mouth. It's the Sweet Spot with Bass and Mino. Afternoons 1 till 3 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
All right, Cowboys, Texans tonight. We'll be back in the morning to talk about it. Ed Werder's going to join us tomorrow morning, 7:55, give his thoughts on the game. Working late tonight will be Donovan and Matt, as Crest Luxury Cars of Frisco and Soda Weight Loss bring us our crosstalk with the invasion. We'll be doing the post-game show tonight on the stream only.
Yes.
Because we have Stars hockey tonight, Stars and Ducks. Will the Stars once again outscore the Cowboys?
It's a possibility.
Something to keep an eye on. And then on the stream after the game, tune in Donnie and Matt. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good, good. How about you?
Very good.
Good. Nice weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We're going to be at each other's throats all week because of Friday night.
That's right. Got a big one.
It's Duncanville versus Rockwall.
Oh,
in
wow.
Round two, okay. Of the playoffs.
Okay.
And he'll have his stinger up all week.
That's right.
We did that in Lano, too.
See?
Stinger.
That's, Donnie,
that may be the worst hand motion I've ever seen. Yes,
no,
sir.
There's a worse one.
See, you're already getting fired up for it. You got your Woodrow shirt on today.
In preparation for Duncanville Rockwall, I am rocking the Woodrow hoodie today.
Where's that game being played, Duncanville and Rockwall?
Allen.
Okay. You been to that stadium?
I have.
That's a tough place to win.
Nice. It is.
Duncanville. Well, when you're playing Allen, yes.
Duncanville better bring their A game. Because if not, they'll only win by 28.
Smacked off.
He's trying to get me to get a line for points.
I said, if you give me 42, I'll make a bet.
42? That's a lot.
You've seen him play?
I've seen Duncanville. I haven't seen Rockwall. They won a playoff game by 30-something points.
Yeah. They were 5-5 in the regular season, okay, and made the playoffs. I mean, what are we? Come on.
They're in the tournament, though.
We're going to we'll agree on a number. And then we'll
right. 49.
Put it in picks with friends.
No, don't do that because I'll lose that for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy,
bloodbath weekend.
Boy, you had a pretty bad week.
Terrible.
You know what? The Gamecocks both did us wrong.
I know.
Yours and mine.
I know.
It didn't work.
Be careful of that mascot.
So what happened in that game in terms of the spread? Because I thought Georgie won it.
No.
It was
they won
like
the game, but they didn't cover.
I think it was a 10 or 12.
Something like that,
I thought they would hammer them.
And I had a 14-point.
Plays, and Missouri puts up points.
I had a 14-point spread, Craig, with the Jacksonville State Gamecocks.
Oh, my God. Stop betting.
He goes off the mat.
Off the beaten path, college football.